Josie and the Penis Cats.
Josie and the Penis Cats.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Could you please repeat it?
You didn't catch Josie and the Penis Cats?
Maybe you should shut up, Siri.
You fucking bitch.
Nobody likes Siri.
Josie and the Penis Cats.
Siri's on the way out.
Is she?
Yes. It's being replaced with a Stop Asian Hate. Eventually, that's what all of those, like Alexa, Siri, they're not going to be assistants anymore. They're just going to be like some bitch that lectures you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be like, what time is my appointment? And they're like, four Asian women were spat on in Milwaukee last night. Maybe you should be talking about that at therapy.
Yep.
Which is at 11, by the way. You'd be like,
I did hear.
Thank you.
I did hear.
Is there any way I can wash Tim Cook's feet? Is there any way we could get Tim Cook in blackface so I can wash his feet?
So I can wash it off.
At George Floyd Square. Brought to you by Best Buy. Yeah.
I do think they are making the assistants all non-gender, or they-thems, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. the implication is that Siri is a woman who is your servant.
But you can get a guy Siri, too.
Well, but whom it chooses
to so now they're
to
all going
to
be like
SNL's
Pat.
I love how all of this started with like all this
talk. Yeah, it's going to be
like,
Pat.
It's like the SNL's Pat.
Of trans people being like, using the incorrect pronouns is dehumanizing. And it's like, okay, well, now you're going to share pronouns with a literal fucking robot. So
yep.
Also, what is a non-gender voice? Like, that's not, that's literally not a real thing.
They probably use your voice. Wait, someone that you can't tell.
You're saying my voice is
it could go either way.
It's just going to be, it's a woman that smokes cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the women they use to voice like rowdy little boys on like,
or is that
the girl who, the woman who did Bobby Hill,
or it's Elizabeth Holmes,
how it feels to be colored me in my college application essay.
Like
the
woman.
Line that spoke to me stated simply, I am not tragically colored. There is no sorrow dammed up in my soul, nor lurking behind my eyes. I do not mind at all. Mm-hmm. At 17, I had no idea what life would bring, but Sora's sentiment articulated so beautifully how I felt as a daughter of immigrants then and now. Nothing about me was or is tragic.
Mm-hmm.
I am perfectly made.
Mm-hmm.
I can wax eloquent on complex legal issues in English while also belting Guayaquil de mis amores in Spanish. I can change a diaper with one hand and console a crying toddler with the other. I'm a woman of color. I'm a mom.
That's the weirdest line in the whole thing to me, because it's like,
she can change a diaper?
What are you doing with your hand to console the toddler?
Yeah,
she's rubbing jacking his head.
I've seen people change diapers.
Oh, you
diapers.
Think she's jacking it off?
She can molest it. And
yeah. I've seen people change diapers. And it's of all this shit, it's like because there's a lot of people going off on this video or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Making the mistake of thinking that whoever made this, you know, that they just found out about all this stuff this week.
Right. Uh-huh. Not that they haven't been planting it for the last 10 years.
Either way. Yeah. But there is one thing that the CIA is actually not good at, and it's not having sex with children.
Yeah, right. That's true.
That's something that they
it's hard.
That is the only thing they can do. A lot of weird, the crazy stuff.
They all get away with a lot of stuff.
But all of them fall prey to these internal, like, well, let's have sex with children as part of a honeypot plan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, the president's fucking children.
Of course. Yeah. Now we got to kill Jeff.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Now someone's got to take the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, even, you know, I mean, that's all that's how Afghanistan ended.
Yeah.
They were somehow able to manipulate public opinion forever on Afghanistan, which was basically a drug smuggling operation for 14 years.
Yeah.
Until like, people found out the army had to turn a blind eye to tribal leaders raping boys.
Yeah.
Well, it's their culture.
And then Joe was like, you got blah, 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 go ahead and shut the whole thing, burn it down.
Shout out to Joe, man.
Shout out
to fucking Joe.
Yeah. How about a CIA that reflects the spicy Latino culture that I've grown to love every time I go out to lunch?
Every time I log on to 8th Street Latinas.
I went to Chipotle and I got into a knife fight with the guy behind the counter. That was the first Chipotle I ever was.
My way saying hello.
We cut off the tips of each other's dicks. And that's my understanding of the Holocaust.
Yeah, dude. Joe got in a knife fight to say hello.
They call it a Puerto Rican circumcision.
It's like, okay. So there's one of two possibilities. Either the CIA is like a giant bureaucratic machine filled with like people of maybe slightly above average intelligence that, mm-hmm. you know, they, I mean, you know, they pump this bullshit out and there's as much like intellectual depth to it or agenda behind it as like when HSBC does the same thing.
Right. Right. Which right. Means the Kylie Jenner Pepsi police commercial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the world is actually, you know, this is like, in which case it's not a recruitment video. They're doing this to like either elicit or collect data on some kind of response mm-hmm. to this kind of thing, which means that there's like everything, every part of this has to be meticulously crafted,
right?
Which mm-hmm. is like, what, so you, where does that line come from? Who sat down and wrote down the line in this before shooting it? I can change a diaper with one hand and console a toddler.
Well, listen,
well, here's my, you're
when,
right.
When Langley saw that lady doing that, mm-hmm. that's elite skills with two different hands.
I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder.
Yeah. But I mean, and this plays into theory B, because the absurdity of that statement.
The fucking CIA.
I'm a cisgendered millennial that's been diagnosed with
generalized anxiety disorder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which probably, it's like if you go to the CIA and you're like, I'm mentally ill. They're like, see ya.
Yeah, you know, of course.
I don't think the way that works is like, not only do you have the job, we're putting you in the commercials.
Yeah. They probably.
So it's again, it's like, why?
No, you got to be more insane than that.
Would they do that to make all of this seem absurd? Because I mean, mm-hmm. I guess it's like, what would be the domestic goal of the CIA? And that's probably to be like some kind of like, I guess like bandwidth limiter, like cultural bandwidth limiter to cut off the low end and the high end of any kind of like cultural extreme. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that like woke shit is culturally extreme by any means. I think it's very much mainstream.
100%.
At this point, yes.
It wouldn't be a like disruptive thing to make people like to, you know, functionally satire, I guess, is like what
it is. That is mm-hmm. so funny.
Yeah.
That sentence is funnier than anything I've ever fucking heard in my life.
I think maybe they got Tim Dillon to do this.
Yeah.
I think it clearly can't be that they think anyone thinks this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think a single person thinks
But maybe
that's
it is
cool.
a recruitment video.
But look at all the other dumb shit that the CIA, like, the CIA, like, got a lot of people on its side post 9/11. Mm-hmm. Not by like stoking fears about international terrorism, but by just making movies where the CIA guys get to wear khakis and Oakleys.
Yeah. Right.
That's it. That's what sold all of like the fucking the people that are now like QAnon people. They're like, wow, that guy looks like he goes to REI, but he's not a fag.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like, that's all it took.
Oh, like the guy from Sicario, James Brolin from Sicario.
That kind of shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I sent it to Felix.
Or Zero Dark 30 chick.
And if you don't think that that's like explicit, like I sent it to Felix the other day. I saw this ad. This is very funny. It's an ad for khakis. For those kind of, it's like an ad for being one of those guys.
Yeah, see, but James Brolin in that movie wore flip flops.
Here we go.
That's cool.
Travel where you want. But they also wore flip flops in Zero Dark 30.
Yep.
They're playing horseshoes and flip flops.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Oakley's, the backwards hat.
And it works. It's that simple.
It's literally like letting you know that the global, you know, like intelligence monster has Casual Friday.
Yeah.
Look at this. From Forbes.
Let me see.
From Clothing Arts. Travel where you want. The CIA version of khakis.
Incredible, dude. That's true. Okay, yeah. So no.
You don't need like any kind of jingoistic bullshit. You just need. You need guy like the fucking like the Punisher
CIA
logo.
Cool.
I mean, that's it.
Yo, Jim, The Office was created solely to get a bunch of guys in their 20s, a bunch of bland motherfuckers in their 20s, and then Jim just became that guy, his CIA guy.
Yeah, and then so he became an operator.
So
yeah.
Now they're like, that's me. Yeah. I can be Jim.
I can
you
be
know
Jim.
What I mean?
I can make fun of the retard at work.
And then I get the fucking...
I could go to Benghazi and kill.
Go crazy on some Muslims.
I can just go off in Benghazi.
That's what that Jack Ryan show is.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah, they went from the office of Jack Ryan for that reason.
Mm-hmm. I remember I think I went to
he's
like...
He's a plant.
Oh, he's
a plant,
definitely 100%.
Working for
one of those like a Regal where they do like the first look thing, like some movie theater. Maybe it wasn't even in a movie theater, but I saw some like one of those like 20-minute promotional things for that Jack Ryan show.
Yeah,
and it was John Krasinski talking about how he got to visit Langley and actually drink the cum of the men that worked there.
Wow!
In fact, he actually like the sacrifices these guys make just to fuck him in his ass, and receive pleasure from his anus while he's making, you know,
that's crazy.
TV shows calling them heroes.
Yeah,
it's amazing the amount of work that goes into acting.
So here's how it is. I think we're onto something here because it's a two-pronged recruitment approach.
Right.
Because we have those guys. We have the guys that are like, I could be CIA.
But the CIA doesn't need, they don't do, like, there's no reason for them to do recruitment.
But all those guys hate the CIA make any now sense. Because they thought that they were trying to kill Trump. They thought the deep state was against.
No, it's not those guys. It's like fucking Democrats is what I'm saying.
Yeah, Democrats.
And that's the reason it's this, too. Because it's like. Now it's women online who are tattletales see this video and they're like, awesome. So now they're like the fucking, so now you got your operators, the guys that you got the khakis to, and then you got the fucking, then you got a bunch of bitches online spying that would literally tip off the CIA if ever it was a necessity. We've trained a generation
to snitch. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box checking exercise. Yeah. I am a walking declaration. A woman whose inflection does not rise at the end of her sentences.
The Kamala Hive has love it.
That's anti-Semitic.
I did not sneak into CIA. My employment was not and is not the result of a fluke or slip through the cracks. I earned my way in and I earned my way up the ranks of this organization. Mm-hmm. I am educated, qualified, and competent. And sometimes I struggle. I struggle feeling like I could do more, be more to my two sons. And I struggle leaving the office when I feel there's so much more to do. I used to struggle with imposter syndrome, but at 36, I refuse to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be. I am tired of feeling like I'm supposed to apologize.
But again, that, like they have to it's a spy agency. So it's like to what extent that like these statements are like deliberately satirical has to make me think that this is done. It's like it can't be serious. Yeah. I mean, well, it's serious, but it's not like you know.
I'm saying they're trying to the K Hive, the Kamala Hive.
Yeah,
here's this, and they're like, that's me.
Yeah,
they're gonna. That's what I'm saying, dude. Mm-hmm. They're gonna make a lot more cops that started as fucking snitches on fucking Twitter.
Everyone hates me, and that makes me good at being in the CIA.
Yep.
Yeah.
The patriarchy. I struggle with imposter syndrome.
Yeah, but they were already doing that. I mean, that's what Zero Dark Thirty, the movie, was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this is a retarded,
I guess I never saw
sort of
that.
Satirical version of that. But no, that I mean, Zero Dark Thirty is just a girl boss pro CIA pro torture movie.
Mm. I
never realized
it's actually kind of sick, and Jessica Chastain's hot.
She's so
I mean,
hot.
It works on me too.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't, you know, if I could maybe
get
a little piece,
from her,
you know, I'll put on the khakis.
I'll throw the khakis on. You black bag as many Arabs as you want.
You put as many pockets on my pants.
Some ageless redhead alien.
Oh yeah,
that comes from the planet Dick Suckerion.
She definitely has that quality.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, she's like a Vulcan. She's got some like
because the cheeks, her cheekbones.
My race has no feelings. Our pussies just become tighter with age.
Our pussies get wetter and tighter.
And they become...
And our throats
even
suck dick
our body
at
counts
the back.
Reverses.
We start having fucked a million guys.
We start at 500 and work our way down.
Also, you know...
beam me up, Scotty.
That's the way to do it. You know this like spicy Latina bitch, like... Her parents got their slaves taken away at their coffee plantation by Castro.
Yeah.
And then she came here and was like, we were poor. We had nothing.
Well, half the CIA guys back in the 60s were all just, you know, I mean, I for lack of a better word, I'm not going to do it. But that would be a funny way to phrase it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, for lack of a better word,
it's the only word I can come up with.
Well, it's not a thousand.
Probably 100.
Mm-hmm. It was a joke I used to do when I was like 20 about how like fucking Eskimos. People are like, you know, Eskimos, they got like 50 words for snow. It's like, yeah, but we got at least that many words for black people. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the same thing.
Mm-hmm. That we got too many black.
Damn. That was a really good CIA video.
Yeah,
I'm ready to sign up.
I hope the CIA bounces back.
Mm-hmm. Would you be in a movie called Snickario?
Snickario?
And it's about a guy that's eating too many Snickers.
Wow.
Is there more to it?
No. He goes to Mexico because he's been kicked out of America for...
For what? Being too fat?
For making America sink closer to China. You're outed as a spy for China.
No, I wouldn't.
China sent a man.
I wouldn't be in that movie. It doesn't sound like...
They were trying to suck America so far through
the globe. It doesn't sound like it would
give
me enough to do. Uh-huh. It sounds like I would be kind of a caricature of a fat man. I would need a more...
So now America challenge. Leave China's basement. We have big fat guy eat Snicker until they suck all the way to China basement.
That would be there are much fatter guys than me.
That would be really embarrassing.
I just don't
America.
Think I'm right for the role.
I'm just I guess
the whole world collapses in on itself. Looks like a big pair of butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Now, that would be cool.
That'd be cool.
Butt cheeks world, the new Adam Curtis documentary.
Butt cheeks world.
And what if I told you you could fuck the butt cheeks? You know,
God could
something like that. I've never seen an Adam Curtis documentary.
Oh, they're really good, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn a shit ton off
some,
that.
Eat some edibles.
Yeah, dude.
Just be like,
have
damn.
Your mind blown.
Be like,
listen
damn.
To a little bit of Suicide. You know, he always puts tight music.
Does he
during the interstitial parts? Pretty cool.
Is it actually good?
I think they're pretty good.
Yeah,
I thought the hyper-normalization.
I don't need
tight.
To learn. I need to have a good time.
The last one was a little repetitive.
Stubbs in a movie called Diaper Normalization.
No, why diaper? That's not even a fat thing.
It is.
Shit myself.
At a certain point, the final levels.
If you can't wipe.
No.
Yeah.
I can wipe very easily.
Mm-hmm. No.
No. Not fat people don't wear diapers.
Fat people go in car washes for showering. Yeah.
That's and an ugly stereotype.
Because they can't clean the back.
That's an ugly stereotype.
These stuff needs to be power washed. Yeah.
No, I do not. I can bathe myself. Thank you very much. Although I will say, I used to like getting hosed off when I was a young boy.
When would that happen?
Sometimes after the pool. You didn't want to shower, but the chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
So you get somebody to hose you off.
But there's a shower outside the pool.
In the situation where there's no shower,
I love the outdoor shower
at the beach.
There's nothing like it.
I can't wait to go to the damn beach.
There's no luxury like.
I need to
outside.
Get golden brown as a motherfucker, dude.
Me too.
You can't.
Me too. I got to
no,
get back
can't.
On that board, dude.
You can't get golden brown, Adam.
Yes, I can, dude.
How you can't get tan?
No, I get crispy.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you
I get
don't.
Super crispy.
Neither you nor Nick can tan up the
That's,
way I can.
It's actually not true about me. I do get pretty dark.
No,
mm-hmm.
I mean, too I milky.
No, it's not. I do get pretty dark. When I lived in Texas, I would drive home in the afternoon. I would work 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. I had an hour commute. And this arm from hanging outside of the window of my car
mm-hmm.
was like I was like a black person.
Trucker style.
Yeah. It was wild. I mean, they got like dark. It was like weird. The gradient from one side to the other.
Mm-hmm.
The arm tan, mm-hmm. the car tan mm-hmm. is a real thing. I will give you mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, around August.
You know how they have like Jax from Mortal Kombat who has metal arms?
Yeah.
How about like a white character that just has black guy arms?
Yeah, that's cool.
So he just has like... like huge jacked arm with white palms.
Yeah, Jax's regular arms.
It's Jax's old arm.
Yeah.
The white guy that took it from.
I saw
he's
that.
He's got like a colonial outfit.
Yeah.
he's got like a tricorder hat, but then the sleeves are cut off and he just has Jax's arms.
That'd be
he's
good.
Like
look.
A time traveling. I was thinking about a Dick Tracy villain named Grown Mannequin.
Yeah.
And it's a mannequin of a little boy, but it's got a huge dick.
Huge cock.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
That's awesome.
I like that, yeah.
Just
yeah,
like a
really
big,
good.
Hairy dick and balls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dick Tracy has to stop
I'll
him.
Get you, Dick Tracy.
Yeah. Not today, grown mannequin.
He's fucking. And when he gets
him,
women.
He rapes him, I guess?
I guess, yeah, he just slaps him across the face.
With his penis? Mm.
With his awesome cool. hog.
Yeah, that's pretty yeah. sick.
Has Dick Tracy ever been raped in the comics?
Yeah, practically every comic.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. He gets raped 1930s style.
This, that would be awesome if Dick Tracy was a comic mainly dealing with homosexual rape in the 20s.
Yeah, and he's like, just because it happens to you doesn't mean you're gay.
For the space
gay.
I occupy, yeah. rather than intoxicate people with my effort,
it's more about power
my brilliance.
Than sex.
Feeling like I'm supposed to apologize for the space I occupy, rather yes. than intoxicate people with my effort, my brilliance.
Intoxicate people
I am
with
proud
my
of me. Full
brilliance.
Stop. My parents Full left stop. Everything they knew and loved to expose me to opportunities they never had. Because of them, I stand here today a proud first-generation Latina and officer at CIA. I am unapologetically me. I want you to be unapologetically
CIA.
You, whoever
at
you
CIA.
Are. Know your worth. Command your space.
God damn.
Oh,
China needs saying that. Mm.
That's so fucking tight. Yeah, dude, you're right. That this has there's some other. The CIA is playing 4D chess with us. She's saying too many buzzwords.
No,
for
I
this.
Don't even think it's 4D chess.
What do you
it's
think
like
it
it's
is?
It's regular checkers.
No. So what is the what's the goal?
Well, it's one. It's like I said earlier. It's one or the other. One is to satirize these ideas by mm-hmm. making them. If they are culturally, the CIA has to understand that it's lame. So what it can do is it can make things lame by associating.
Right,
itself.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You'd I think so.
Or I mean, it is just a, like at face value. It's like you know the same thing as like. Let's take the lamest thing that has broad popularity yeah. and associate ourselves, which every company is doing.
Right. It's
literally
gay,
every
it's gay
company.
Doritos.
It's yeah. we. It's the same thing as the khakis and the Oakleys. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. it's more fun. It's more fun to think that there's more going on than that.
Mm-hmm. You're right,
but there isn't.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. That's a bummer.
So everybody talking about they're co-opting the language of the left. It's like no, this is just
that's not the
these
left
are broadly
anymore.
Popular yeah. ideas that are again in every fucking. Every bank commercial
yeah.
you're going to see
mm-hmm.
over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
It took them a while to figure it out. Pepsi kind of waded in. Mm-hmm. You know what's funny is that Kylie Jenner Pepsi ad could come out today and
people would
be like,
it wouldn't get canceled.
People would be like, you know what? I kind of see what they're going for.
Yeah.
They were just, they were ahead of their time. Dude.
Honestly, that yeah. is like, people.
I don't know if I said it, yeah. my idea on the show.
What was that?
For a Pepsi commercial.
What's that?
Is like it's a guy in like it's a guy in Ohio and is you know he's like yelling with his mom and arguing and he like you see him load an AR-15 and he gets in his Dodge Challenger
mm-hmm.
and then he's like looking at MapQuest and like how to get to Charlottesville, Virginia
mm-hmm.
and then we just see him on the road
yeah
and he stops in a corner store and like as he's going in Mike Brown is walking out
with oh.
cigarillos and they kind of like lock eyes for a second and then he goes up to the counter and he's like I want a Coca-Cola and they're like we don't have Coca-Cola. He's like, what do you mean you don't have a Coca-Cola? He's like, I'm sorry, all we have is Pepsi.
Mm.
And the guy drinks a Pepsi. And he's like, wow. And then he just goes home to Charlottesville or Ohio. And
yeah.
And like throwing away the gun and volunteering. And
stuff. Yeah. That's a great one, dude.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Pepsi.
Instead of driving his car
you
through
you won't
the...
be racist anymore.
Yeah. It's just him. He's got a tattoo of the N-word on his forearm, and it's him crossing it out with a Sharpie.
Yep. Yeah. That's awesome.
That would be such a good tattoo. It's just the N-word and a just, line through it, and people are like, what the fuck is that? You're like, I'm saying, no, don't say this.
It's bad. Yeah. Or he could just say
it's not. There's no S.
Or
is that the
or
word?
He could just tattoo in like smaller letters, saying, and then the word,
mm-hmm,
and then
yeah.
underneath is bad.
Yeah,
is
then bad. You have to add the N. You have to add this. It says the N word, and then there's a cross through, and people didn't understand that. So then you add saying. Above the no
yeah.
sign over the N word, and people are like, "Are you saying
Wait,
don't
so not saying it?
No saying
bad?
It?" And you're like, "Look, I don't have many tattoos.
It? Yeah,
yeah.
It's
my home.
It's kind
tattoo.
Of a work in process.
But I thought this was...
I went on Ink Masters and they really fucked up my vision. Yeah. Dude, by the way, I've been watching Ink Masters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you been watching Oink Masters?
No. Oh.
But I would, if it was a show about barbecue, I would watch Oink Masters.
Oh, like Pit Masters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
If it's a show about how to cook fucking pork chops and ribs, yeah.
Sounds
I would
reality
watch
show,
it.
LA Oink.
LA Oink. It would have to be NY Oink, dude. Yeah. Again,
sorry,
you're just off today.
Snack Von D.
It's going to be.
Snack Von D.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good.
I would love to fuck a fat girl that looks exactly like Kat Von D. That is 100% one of my types. Damn, if you're out there, if plus size Kat Von D's out there, come give me a little slurpy slurp.
Of course, plus size Kat Von D is out there. That's
yeah,
like
that's like 30%
of our country. 75% of the big bitch continuum.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, shaved side of the head.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeve tats.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother. So, yeah, the invitation to give me some slurpage is still out there.
I'm a Latina. I'm an immigrant. I'm a big bitch. I'm in the CIA.
I'm a big bitch.
I'm in the CIJ.
I have a podcast that makes over $300 a month on Patreon.
I'm a big bitch.
It's a socialist podcast.
And I'm still in the FBI.
It's a socialist Transformers podcast. It's about the Christopher Nolan Batman movies and also socialistic movies. And it's also a comedy podcast. Why not?
And I used to.
Why don't we just add? We'll say that also.
Yeah,
because
we're
sometimes
all comics. Okay.
Because
we're not funny doesn't mean I'm not comedian.
Because every once in a while we'll say eat the rich and then chuckle. Yeah. And then it's a comedy podcast.
Yeah, we're going to give you the guillotine, okay? Yeah.
If it's by to the same degree it's not any of those other things. Why don't we also just throw that in there as
comedy.
Damn. The motherfucking CIA, baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm a pink beach.
That's awesome. You think, when's the last time they knocked somebody over?
Killed somebody? I feel like the CIA is so dickless
at
this point.
Think they lost their juice?
Yeah. I feel like the deep state stuff.
They have more money than ever.
Dude,
yeah,
I don't
agree.
It's got to
be worse now than
ever.
And
why did they just
been.
Kill Trump? I guess they made up coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. They made up coronavirus to get him out of office.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a heat check if I've ever had one.
Yeah,
because
I was, for a long time, I was like, they killed Kennedy, you know, just to flex. Why can't they just kill Trump, right?
It would have been too obvious.
You don't need to kill
people.
You don't need to kill
people. You don't need to
anymore.
Kill him. Yeah, it's true.
You
they've
don't
gotten
need
better.
To fucking, you can do, because.
What I've changed my opinion.
What they found out over the last 25 years is that people don't give a shit about anything and they won't be moved to do anything ever
again. True.
Nobody's, nothing will ever.
So killing people just makes it too hot, is what you're saying? That they might do something about it?
No, it's you don't need to kill people. You don't need to assassinate anybody to discredit them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see.
You know what's
because here's what has, like, calling someone a racist or a pedophile now has so much more power than, like, calling someone a philanderer ever did,
mm-hmm.
which is what they used to have.
Yeah, that someone's cheating.
Nah, dude.
Yeah.
You accuse somebody of being a communist. Mm-hmm. Or
that
being
used to ruin careers. What are you talking about?
Not like this shit does.
Yeah, dude. Who's that fucking guy? Hugh Jackman played him in a movie. Hart? Was that his name? He was like a presidential candidate, and he just got pussy on a boat.
Gary Hart, yeah.
He just got pussy on a boat, and he was ruined. It's crazy how shit has changed.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess Clinton beat the philandering case.
Clinton beat the charge. That's his. Yeah, he was the fucking.
Clinton ended that.
Yeah, that's true. He deaded that. You know what? You got to give him some credit there.
Yeah, he swished.
He was getting pussy in the Oval Office
from big bitches.
Let's put it this way: they didn't have to kill Bill Clinton.
They
didn't
that's have true.
To kill him, you know.
I don't think they wanted to.
I saw.
Nobody would.
Clinton was.
You
doing,
wouldn't have to kill Bill Clinton.
Yeah, but Clinton was helping everybody.
He is also a pedophile too,
and he's a pedophile. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want. You just got to be one for. You just got to make sure the boys get a taste.
Yeah.
And Clinton and the motherfucking Raging Cajun were making sure everybody was getting fucking a little piece of the action.
There's got to be a little bit of pussy to go around for all. It's so funny. I saw a headline: Trump, uh, Trump, Trump lost weight and ditched the spray tan. He's like living life.
Dude, I can't wait till he grows his hair
She
out.
Is doing so well.
Everyone. It would be awesome if, yeah.
I'm so proud of her.
Who's she?
Trump. Yeah.
What?
He lost the presidency weight. He's not doing spray tan anymore. He
Why is it happy. She?
I don't know. It's like what a lady would say, like that they're like skinny and living life now.
Or what a gay guy would say.
Or a gay guy.
Gay guys say that about guys. I think that's more what you were going for, Adam.
Yeah, gay guys do say that about each other.
And you.
And me. It's so annoying, dude. I can't walk through Chelsea without them being like, excuse me, she, her, ma'am.
Excuse me, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
He did he really lose the presidency weight?
They said that he's skinny and he's not doing the tan anymore.
Yeah.
He's just living it up. He's doing the memos. I miss him.
Where do the memos get published?
They just, I don't know, they get released. They have a huge presidential seal on them, even though he's not the president anymore. He had one about LeBron that rocked.
Really?
I've been reading
I guess you're
them
right.
Every day.
What's the point of killing Trump where it's like he's useful for like 4 years and now he's just a clown that nobody gives a fuck about?
I mean, I have no idea. I don't see a point. Yeah, I mean, it would be absurd to kill Donald Trump.
He's fat.
Well, I think to your point, it's also the thing that, yeah, no one gives a fuck about anything anymore. But if you killed someone, they might. Like, that's the one thing that might get people sort of riled up, whereas right now...
Well, it's like, what's the point of the CIA is just, I mean, largely just to defend, like, American, like, business interests internationally.
Kill Chinese guys, you know, kill, like, our enemies.
Yeah, but ultimately it is just to, like, protect, you know, like, American business interests.
Abroad.
Yeah, internationally.
And that's what I'm saying. You'd think Putin would be getting some more, you know... Some more shots fired his way or something.
Well, he is.
Is he?
Yeah, everything's... I mean, like people like talk about how like the Russian collusion narrative like kind of collapsed and went away, but they still... It's constant... Like, constantly everything is just labeled like Russian disinformation.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Isn't that what this like whole Giuliani thing is about? Is like
Giuliani
he went over there and he like now he's a pawn of Russian disinformation. that the Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russian like.
Awesome.
Oh, they put that awesome. Stuff in there.
Yeah, that's all. But it's like, isn't he also a crack at? I mean,
yeah.
Wasn't he doing? Didn't he have that job at that fucking gas company?
Hunter fucking rules. Those pictures of him getting his dick double sucked or whatever. I love that guy. that guy is fucking rocking, dude. He was getting so much pussy from whores, doing drugs. That's the vice. If you had to be a vice president's kid or a president's kid, Hunter's number one with a bullet. Chelsea's the last one. The Bush twins seemed like a fun time.
Well, they just got drunk at college. That's like very normal, I guess.
I guess that's true. And I was of the age where I was like, I guess, because I was like...
Were their name Giva and Hedda Bush?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where I wanted to fuck them. Do you guys ever want to fuck the Bush?
Oh yeah, girls? I wanted to get double.
Only to get closer to the West Wing. Only so I could become Toby.
Damn. And then
fucking this pussy was one of the greatest privileges of my life. I've only gotten pussy one time. My family came over here from Israel. My family came here from Auschwitz. My father had to rub two pennies together to get a single piece of pussy once for 40 years so that I could come. Now I could get pussy all the time.
You know, I would still fuck them.
Who, Toby from?
The Bush twins?
The Bush twins. I'm taking
you
a
have sex
at Google,
with Toby?
Google images.
You're starting to look like Toby with the new look.
Who's Toby, dude?
Toby from West Wing. Dude.
Toby from West Wing.
You should watch it. It's a good show.
I will never watch the West Wing.
It's pretty good.
Toby West Wing.
I'll
okay.
watch Breast Wing.
The Breast Wing.
I will watch Breast Wing.
But it's the chicken breast and chicken wing.
No.
And it's a show about the...
I hate chicken breast. Unless it's properly marinated.
Yeah. President Bartlett Pear.
Oh.
I don't look like Toby.
Who's
at all.
Both style shape. You look exactly like...
I don't look like this fucking guy at all.
That's you, dude.
That's you.
He's not as cute as me.
Let me see grow a beard. Did you're Toby.
That's you.
That's you.
I don't look like him.
That's you?
That's you, bro.
He doesn't even sort of look like
What's
me.
What's Toby's
You're
last
Toby,
name?
Bro.
Ziegler?
Yeah, so Stav's character's name is TCBY Ziegler. Now there's been two TCBYs in the last references recently. Uh-huh. But that one works. Because his name was Toby.
It's
but Stav ate part of the O.
Okay, there
in his
go.
Own name.
So it's more of a visual joke.
He took a bite out of
I
the O.
I took a bite out of my own name. I fucking... I went to a plane where you could eat your own name.
Your name's TCBY. It's like, yeah, I accidentally ate part of my
name. Bad. I was hungry.
I think one of the best moments in the show is when we were waiting in the airport to go to Cleveland and you arrived on a wheelchair.
Yeah. That was very funny. And you're like, ha ha, very funny, everybody. Yeah. A small lady is pushing me in a wheelchair.
Let's all have a big laugh.
Let's all have
that
a big
I've
laugh.
Eaten myself into a wheelchair.
I had an injury. I had an injury from a sports game.
There's a time.
If my fucking friends were there and I didn't have to shoulder the whole burden, maybe I wouldn't have gotten hurt.
There's a tiny
but who was the only one
lady pushing me
who
in
was
a
the only one that showed up to the Skanksfest basketball tournament? I couldn't handle Ari Shaffir and noted 9/11 liar Steve Ranazzisi alone. I needed the support of Adam and Nick, but they were nowhere to be found.
I can't believe
and Ari. Because of you guys abandoning me, I snapped my foot.
I was at the Getting Pussy Museum.
No, you weren't.
To receive an award.
You were at the museum.
For being honored.
For no.
As being honored.
To study pussy. It because you have as never gotten pussy.
As an honorary Ranazzisi. Doctor at the Getting Pussy Museum.
Wow.
But how funny of Steve Ranazzisi's like live was that like I was two blocks away from 9/11 getting mad pussy.
Getting pussy from the hottest bitches you've ever
there
seen.
Was a woman with
but they actually died in
triple,
the rubble.
Triple D's. We call her fucking, we call her Guy Fieri. Yeah. Because she got the triple D tits and she was sucking my dick. Which back in those days, was 13 inches.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But the tragedy. Being
I watched
so close
it,
to tragedy.
I watched the towers fell down, and I nutted into the towers to put some of the fire out.
Wow.
And people were like, wow, it turns out that story wasn't true.
Dude, I can't watch The League ever again.
The League was good, though.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
That's some good fucking moments in there, dude. That's a good show.
I thought it was pretty funny.
I mean, listen, I still fuck with...
I was sitting...
the artist... Mr. Ranazzisi has...
Mm-hmm.
He has apologized.
You gotta separate the art.
You gotta separate the artist from the art.
I'll still watch The League.
If I remember correctly, because he was a guy... I don't think he started doing comedy until, like, later... in life,
I think
relatively
was he like an actor that went.
Because I remember opening for him and talking to him, and like he had only been doing comedy. I think like he was headlining. He'd only been doing comedy like maybe 5-6 years.
Oh, really?
Something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was already like, you know, I think in his like early or mid 30s at the time. And
it's not that crazy if he was in his early 30s, 5 years. Mid 20s, not like I mean, you start when you're
that's
like 16.
That's why I said relatively late. I mean, I'm not like he didn't start at 50 years old.
Right, but, right. Even 30 is a weird time to start, but
don't say that. There's a lot of guys that listen to this show.
Yeah,
that you're giving them hope that they should not have.
What do you mean?
I think if in comedy, if you don't start at like fuck by 23, you're like you're fucked.
No, I said 30 is late to start.
Oh, yeah.
Even 30 is weird.
Yeah. No, if you want to do it, you should do it immediately.
Yeah, and if you haven't, guess what? Your dream is over.
I mean, basically, the amount of... it's like, in my life, I guess, like, meeting guys, especially when I was, like, in my late teens, like, 18, 19... Be like 33, and they'd be like,
"Yeah, the guys we were open micers with,
yeah, they'd
children.
Be like, I always wanted to do this, you know." And it's like, "I'm finally doing." They're like, "It's crazy when you're my age, you'll have been doing this, you know, so long." And it's like, "Yeah, and you'll be like, still at your computer job,
right, yeah, right, guys, right. Still wearing their work clothes at the mic.
This is not gonna, it's not gonna happen."
Hey, I was still wearing my fucking my elastic khakis from DXL. Oh, dude, that era when I was working at the fucking,
I was coming with my paralegal clothes.
My paralegal clothes, but my extra fat paralegal clothes.
I love that. Yeah.
God
DXL
damn.
DXL is a store stuff goes to.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's called Dick's Extra Little.
No, it's not.
And it's for guys with really small.
How would that be? Why would they clothe you like that?
It's small and small
it
and
makes
weak.
It makes you look like you don't have a small dick.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's
casual
cool.
male small
it's
dick.
It's khakis with a dick print in it?
Yeah. You just have like fucking eggplant shaped thing.
That's not a bad idea, yeah. Adam.
Mm-hmm. I had an idea for like a just like a high Stuffers. Fashion German jeans company called Peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like P umlaut I S, and they've got like a piss stain.
Oh, I like that.
The leg into the shoe.
Into the shoe.
Yeah, it comes that
all way. The way
all the way.
Is it
down.
Wet or is it just like
just
an
dark color.
Illusion?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just dark colored.
I like that a lot.
Peace.
Because then you could actually piss yourself. Yeah. That's an added bonus.
Half of the money goes to African women to buy neck rings mm-hmm. to expand their neck.
Why is that?
You know, because they like doing that thing with their neck.
But yeah. what's the connection? Oh, it's just a philanthropic cause.
They're giving them money out of Africa.
That's awesome, dude. Mm-hmm.
Buying them discs for their lips.
Mm-hmm. That's tight.
Yeah, because it's swaggy over there.
Get the lip discs.
Have a big ass lip disc.
That was always a cool look to me, having like a Walkman in your face. mm-hmm. I'm a big old Sony Walkman.
Insane look.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Now it would be probably pretty easy to have a fucking MP3 player, you know?
Yeah. They get smaller and smaller, right?
Smaller, bro.
That's right.
A Zune.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get you an iPad Shuffle.
Did you ever have, I had a Zune. You ever have a Zune?
No.
A Calzone?
No. I have had a Calzone, if that's what you're asking.
Just stop with a piece of, like, just Stromboli with wires going into his ears.
Plugged in.
Just on the bus in elementary school. Yeah. First day. Like, I hope everyone thinks I'm cool because I got a Calzone. And people are like, what are you... Are you so fat there's another wire going into your mouth?
Cal, listen.
I'm listening to the Spice Girls.
I was listening to the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Paprika, spice cumin girl. Spice.
Yeah.
Cinnamon spice.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I was a Spice Girls head.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get some Spice Girl head as well.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm all about the Rice Girls.
Who are they?
Korea,
K-pop. K-pop. I don't think that's what they're called.
The Rice Girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think that's Blinky Rice, Karate Rice, Kiki Rice, Choppy Kiki. Rice.
Interesting.
You know, the Rice Girls.
I've never heard of that band, but you're more into K-pop than me. So mm-hmm. what can I say?
Mm-hmm.
Kiki,
Kiki,
Kiki and Choppy,
Choppy.
Choppy.
Oh, yeah,
good.
I'm gonna have to plead ignorance on
they
that. I'm not really
good.
That.
Yeah. instead of pleading ignorance, perhaps you're eating pignorance.
What does that mean? What's pignorance?
I don't know. I'm letting my brain do the work.
Do a little free association.
Yeah. Your Honor, I'd like to eat the fifth.
I'd like to eat the fifth.
I
hear it's tasty. I've had friends that have eaten the fifth, and I'd love to eat it, please.
Mm.
I'll take a number five.
Oh, fuck, dude. Damn, I need a fucking massage, dude. Anybody here, you guys have a good massage person?
No, since I got on this fucking So Right thing, it's like regular massages just are worthless to me now because that thing works so much better than going to see somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, it was an absolute game changer.
Damn, dude.
It is the one product now, Nick has evangelized on our program.
Yeah.
That is by no means a sponsor, but they are just
what
a
if trigger
of the
point
show.
Therapy is the CIA?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Could be, dude.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because it's like they have to appeal to, if it is just a regular recruitment video, they have to pick some kind of person to appeal to.
Right.
And that's the only kind of video you could make now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the least amount of like backlash that they could cause. Because like, what the fuck else are they going to do to appeal to some millennial narcissist? Mm. It's like, I'm a gamer. Everyone thinks I'm racist, but really I just like Rick and Morty a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I haven't had a job in 15 years, and when I did, I was living with my parents and delivering pizza for Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
Now I collect, you know, they're probably not on food stamps. I don't know what those guys do for money.
Yeah, or you could just do like a traditional, like
living
army
off
of
my
one, like macho fucking guys, like fucking, you know.
I sell Ethereum every 6 weeks to buy a bunch of Bang Energy at Costco. I'm proud to work for the CIA.
What's Bang Energy? It's like, it's a fucking
energy drink or a pre-workout specifically? Or
there's like a gold rush on energy drinks over the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
So many companies have been like, we're going to be
exploded.
Yeah. The only one I ever really liked was Sobe Adrenaline.
Sobe had a great Sobe
Adrenaline. That shit was good.
The Lizard?
The Lizard.
I love the Lizard. Yeah.
Yeah, the Lizard was cool, but
I just, listen, the advertising got me, and you're right. When we were kids, they had some great commercials.
It was like Sobe Lifestyle or something?
I don't even remember the commercial. I just remember Sobe Adrenaline.
Well, maybe just the branding. I don't remember.
The branding was sick.
Sobe was
but I
Sobe
thought
was
its it own
tasted
thing.
They like
kept
shit. The big glass bottles.
Yeah.
But then Sobe Adrenaline was like a small can, and it was tasted more like a Mountain Dew Amp.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just could not. I tried to become a Sobe guy because it felt cool, but ultimately I was always an Arizona iced tea, big cans type of fella. You know, green tea when you wanted to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The green jasmine tea when you wanted to be healthy. Peach otherwise. Oh, fuck. I got to pay my fucking rent.
Mm-hmm.
I just remembered.
My damn landlord.
How much does it cost to live in Candyland, anyway? How much does it cost to be the mud monster at the bottom of? How much do you owe the licorice king?
It's surprisingly affordable. Listen, it's nice. Shit wherever you want.
Yeah.
Sometimes one of those little fucking elf bitches stumbles in. You get some pussy from them.
I ran into your real estate agent this weekend.
Nice.
She said she's got a couple more options in my neighborhood.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be neighbors with you, brother.
I said, I'm like, just make sure stuff gets within a half a mile radius.
I think, actually, after this, we're going to see an apartment that's...
across the street.
Literally across the street.
Yeah.
But how about... Dude, if I'm hoping... I'm going in there hoping against hope that it works out. Because it would be awesome to live across the street from
each
other.
Dude, we could have a little... we could have Dixie cups with a string. Yeah.
How about trim...
We could have walkie-talkies that probably connect.
Wow. How about trim neighbors?
Trim neighbors?
Yeah, and he's like, boy, I'm getting a bunch of pussy.
Oh, yeah, because he's into...
Yeah. Who's Pile, you've had too much sex.
Wait, who are these people?
It's Gomer Pyle.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
It's from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, he's well. No,
never seen
Gomer.
It.
Gomer Pyle is. Gomer Pyle was a television
from Green Acres,
a beloved television character played by Jim Nabors. Here, are you not familiar?
No.
Here, well, then I'll pull up.
Gomer Pyle. I know Jamar Nabors. is he any relation? Do you think Jim Nabors is related to Jamar Nabors? Dude. I'm thinking about walkie-talkies. That'd be fucking
sick. That'd be
sick,
dude.
Yeah, brother.
You can come over for
don't
butter.
Pause, don't wait for an opening. Make one. Sugar. Come on, lunge. Go for the midsection. Go for the head. Head, hard. Give it everything you got. That's it. Now move in for the kill. Slash. You got a man in your hand. That's it.
I'm sorry, Duke. I had to do it. You was off balance. That's why. Did I hurt your thumb, Duke? I'll get you a bandage
part
later.
So that's Trim Neighbors.
He's like, Pyle, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just getting some pussy. I had to do it. She was passed out.
Is that that's kind of how you showed gay people back in TV before there were gay people. Just an effete southern guy.
Extra southern?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like with a soft affect.
Mm-hmm.
What show is that from?
Gomer Pyle.
Is that the name of it?
That is the name of the show, Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Dude, oh, hell yeah. Nick knows all shows.
Yeah, I didn't watch too much. You know, you just watch the reruns.
From before, yeah, that was before. Yeah.
I never watched Nick at Night or any of that shit.
Did you watch Suck It Dick?
No.
Yes, you did.
You know what I did, and it was you sucking
no,
a guy's dick, because I was
I've
watching
never
it.
Been on TV.
Yes, you have, but no, you were the star of Suck It Dick.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
No.
You won a bunch of Emmys. You won a bunch of gay Emmys for Suck It Dick.
Well, you won a bunch of Grammys crackers.
Thank you.
Teddy Grammys.
And they were delicious. I loved them.
You wanted the Teddy Grammys for being the fattest sounding.
Yeah.
Fattest sounding motherfucker. The
fattest voice recorded on
fucking no,
Teddy
the category
Graham
of Adele. Best. The Adele category for
he
being
got
fat.
A lifetime achievement award.
Now, the Adele guy who sang Over the Rainbow Prize for fattest fattest sounding person. Yeah.
That guy didn't sound fat though. He just had was really fat as shit.
Beautiful voice. Emmanuel walkie talking.
Ayatollah. Or
that guy was Israel. Over 700 pounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Insane.
Well, that's stop. How does that make you feel?
It makes you feel like a skinny little bitch. Doesn't
make me feel like anything.
Did it make you feel good to feel represented in the ukulele community?
I don't play the ukulele.
You know what's funny? That was actually a regular guitar.
Yeah.
it just sounded like that because they had to change the pitch to make his voice sound normal, and it made the guitar tiny.
He was. Hey, listen. Say what you want about me.
It sounded like a fat icon like Israel.
Whatever the fuck his name is. Okay.
It sounded like a regular guitar, but his regular voice was like somewhere over the rainbow.
Shit up.
And then they had to fix it. Yeah.
You stop besmirching
the
fact that
the guitar joined with his voice and the pitch shifting.
You can say whatever you want about me, brother, but you go after my fat friends and I'll fuck your ass. I'll suck your dick and I'll fuck you right here where you stand. And how would you feel about that?
How would you peel about taking the wrapper off a piece of candy?
Come on, man. That's a real stretch.
That was
you know, it's a real
that
stretch.
That was comprehensive.
Is all of your clothes. Trying to get around your body.
Wow, he got you
just
there.
Stop showing up to the Grammys and the driver being like, ooh, we're going to need a stretch limousine. I think we're going to need a stretch limousine.
On the next,
Will and Grace. Special guest star, Stavros Halkias.
Yeah, hell yeah. I would love to be ridiculed by Jack for being fat. Yeah. And then the episode ends, I grab him by
the neck. He's like, what the hell is that, the moon?
I would grab him by the neck, get head from him, and then fuck Karen.
Wow.
Yeah.
That show never accounted for bisexual rape.
I would have been a bisexual rapist on Will and Grace. That would have been my arc.
Wow, that's just something they never explored.
Well, Jack would have been down with it, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's a fucking
like, you're
slut.
Nasty.
He's like, ooh. And then Karen would also.
You're nasty for pussy, is what he was
you're
saying.
You're nasty.
That guy's nasty for pussy.
My favorite episode, I think I've mentioned it, is where.
Well, Mr. Trump, I am a dumb bitch.
My favorite episode.
What do you think you're doing? Did I hurt your thumb, Duke? What are you, Nurse Pyle or Private Gomer Pyle, USMC?
Hi, Sergeant. You see, I was...
You don't have to this tell me what guy. I see, Pyle. I know what I see.
Pyle's definitely
you were
gay.
Playing patty cake when you should be at his throat. He's the enemy.
Duke? You see, Sergeant, that's just the trouble. I can't hardly think of Duke. He's nothing but my friend.
Well, suppose instead of thinking of Duke, you're seeing...
This is now the Gomer Pyle podcast.
So what's the setup of the show? He's a retard
that's in the Marines.
But who's Duke?
Duke is you.
Is it a Nazi or something? Like who's his enemy?
Some other guy, in bayonet training.
Oh, they're in training.
Yeah.
I see.
What was your favorite episode of Will and Grace?
Oh, they have a stripper. It's a woman.
A girl stripper.
And she's giving people lap dances, and Jack is there. And she gives Jack a lap dance, and he gets hard.
Oh.
And he's distraught.
Adam, you ever see a face in the crowd?
He's so sad.
Great movie.
He's so sad. Let me finish my story.
I'm just, but it's a quick aside.
It's really good, man.
I found a way to throw that in there. They don't need to talk about it.
And
I'll sit here and quietly wait for you to say something that rhymes with Pringles.
And then Jack actually gets shingles. So he gets hard and he's distraught. And they're trying to understand. He's like, oh my God, am I straight? What's going on? His world is crumbling. And at the end of the episode, it turns out that the stripper
has a penis.
Is trans. So he's relieved.
That's a very 1990s.
He's relieved because she's a man after all.
To me, that's a man. Wow,
and it explains how he's still able to be gay.
Wow.
So that was one of the, I remember being like, damn, okay, Will and Grace.
So he was like, he dealt with that by like trying to be straight or like thinking that he
had
to
remember.
Start liking sports and stuff?
Yeah, I think there was probably some stuff like
like that, some jokes like that, where he's like, but the very end they bring her back and she's like, oh no, I used to be a guy, right? I don't know if she still had a cock or if it got chopped off.
I'm a biological male.
Yeah, and they were like, thank God.
Thank God.
Which is awesome. Shouts out to Will and Grace for that.
It's a turf program.
yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a fucking J.K. Rowling wrote that one.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking whore. Anyway, that's all. That's all for now.
Facing the Crowd is a good movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? That's Andy Griffith.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
why he brought it up. Yeah.
Why, he was in Will and Grace?
Well, Will and Grace.
Yeah, he was in Will and Grace.
Andy Griffith was?
Stop watches Will and Gravy.
Okay. Andy Griffith. Is that old motherfucker?
Yeah, from the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, with Opie.
My dick is small. I can't get hard.
Stop watches the Candy Griffith Show. The Candy.
This is something you brought up.
The Candy Griffith Show.
The Candy Griffith Show.
I brought up A Face in the Crowd.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Now you're just planting one step away from things that rhyme with something.
Well,
fat.
You got to get trick them back. Into you got
to
say
to trick or treat you.
You got to say something like
that was just you.
That's good. You got to say like a dick in the mouth. Or yeah, something. Nick's mouth.
I'm doing what you do, but instead of now with calling
penis.
Me gay, now the tables, the dinner tables have turned.
Yeah, dude, I don't give a fuck.
The lunch tables have turned.
Listen. I love the visual of Nick at or Stav at a round table with his own lazy Susan.
It's a round. The table is actually Stav's at the round table, but it's actually a square table, and the round table refers to the man seated at the table, who's funny. Actually gay. Mm-hmm. Also.
Wait a second.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing about the table.
Here's the thing: if I have to do even less on this show, are you kidding? You think this is a punishment for me? Show up and I'm called fat for an hour. Yeah. Then the alarm goes off. I eat my lunch.
You don't show up. You snow cone up.
That's not even. That's like a light
you snow
snack.
Snow cap up.
It's mostly water.
I've never actually had snow caps.
They're good.
I'm interested in
that. Mm-hmm. So that stuff's really opposed to snow capitalism. Mm-hmm. He's a snowcialist.
He doesn't
like snow capitalism.
I went to go see Mortal Kombat in the theaters.
He hates Henry Kissinger.
It was the first movie I'd seen in the theaters.
He loves Hershey's Kissinger.
Yeah.
Hershey's Kissinger.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat was fucking bad.
It was very bad. You
it
can tell
me
that
off.
It was their like 11th choice actors for every single character.
And the fucking thing is they were just trying to set up the universe. I hate that
shit.
They
didn't even go to the fighting tournament in space.
No tournament.
There was no tournament.
There's no fucking tournament.
They don't get there.
And you have some new protagonist that sucks dick
and is
bland. We don't even know who the fuck he is at all.
He sucks. Yeah. Make Liu Kang the
main
guy.
Instead of seeing a kumite, Stav would prefer to see a crudite.
A crudite.
No,
that's
I wouldn't.
Vegetables.
Yeah. No, that
like
sounds
vegetables.
Horrible. There's dip. There's
oh, better be a lot of dip.
Heavy dips.
It better be a lot of ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking... Sub-Zero and fucking Scorpion were awesome, and they're in the movie for like one fucking 7 minutes.
Also, I thought Scorpion was a bad guy. He was a bad guy in the
movie. I'm fine with them swapping that.
Sub-Zero is named after Stav's the dick measurement.
That's good.
I thought it was the amount of sub left after.
Yeah,
no,
that's
all.
That's good.
It's also that.
Yeah. Yeah, the new protagonist sucked. Sonya Blade isn't hot enough.
Not hot enough. Bring back fucking Billy Madison's
girlfriend.
Bring back Veronica Vaughn.
Pete Sampras'
wife. It'd be funny now in like 2021 to Subway to have like a big, huge, fat black lady in their commercials just wearing like lingerie and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's holding up like a little pair of pants. She's like, this is
by eating this.
I ate Subway.
I'm a
every
proud
day.
Latina intersectional mental retard with HIV, and one of my legs is missing from diabetes. And I can masturbate a baby with one hand and salute the flag with the other. The Mexican flag, that is.
thanks to the sweet onion chicken teriyaki
sweet
with
onion.
Extra mayonnaise.
Yeah, the best sandwich
I get the Italian cold cut sandwich and ask for the sweet onion teriyaki sauce to be put on it.
Ugh. That sounds so bad.
It's disgusting. Like me. I'm disgusting and I work for the CIA.
Although, you know what? In a weird way, I'm weirdly nostalgic for a Subway sandwich.
Oh, in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. What was the best one?
Huh? Not in a very on-brand kind of way.
No, because an on-brand way would be like eating a better sandwich.
I never in my life ever wanted to go to... It was always just like fucking like...
You know, had to.
Yeah, but not I had to. It's like, fuck it. I guess I'll just go to Subway. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm more nostalgic.
Blimpy, on the other hand?
Was never a Blimpy's guy. Never had him.
I've had him maybe three times in my life. Blimpy's is pretty good.
Never had him in Baltimore.
Jimmy John's is okay.
Nah.
Blimpy's, there's only like four locations on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember when Quiznos dropped.
Quiznos had a second.
When Quiznos dropped, I was like, Subway is done for.
The Quiznos chicken carbonara. Also, Quiznos, that was the first instance of like meme culture leaking into the mainstream.
Took the world by storm.
Commodification of meme culture.
The Quiznos subs.
Yeah.
They make your penis hard.
Yeah.
We have a socialism podcast for three mice. We host a socialism podcast. It's also about discontinued Subway sandwiches.
It's intersectional as fuck.
It's an anime socialist podcast where we try to get people fired. My fucking dick is hard. My penis is small.
But yeah, Quiznos it was all that commercial.
We had one in Vegas growing up, which I believe was only in Delaware and Vegas. It might be in more places now.
They had them in Baltimore for a
second. Capriotti's. Have you been there?
Sounds familiar.
They had a sandwich called the Capistrami, which was incredible.
What do we got in there?
It's like pastrami and I think... coleslaw.
I can't wait to go to Defani's for the third time this month.
I haven't been to Defani's all year.
I went one day like late in the pandemic or whatever when they first like reopened. I don't know if they were closed or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But it was while this was still going on, and they only had like leftover. You could only get like a certain. They're like, this is what we got left, guys. Mm-hmm. If you want some, this is all there is. And I just got some like leftover slop. Eggplant bullshit.
Yeah.
There's nothing on it other than like eggplant, maybe lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like disappointed. Bit into it. Amazing. Still fine. Really? The best sandwiches.
Where is Defani's?
It's in Red Hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
It's
their breakfast sandwiches are really good too.
My brothers are coming this weekend. They want to get some real New York shit. Maybe I'll take them there.
There's a place on Arthur Ave that's like as good. Apparently.
The food on Arthur Avenue is just more sticky than good.
It's not that good.
Yeah.
I went to one place with Will and Catherine and
by the zoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. It's not fine. Bad. It's not good. Though.
It's fine. You just want to go.
It doesn't knock your socks off.
You want to go see the old timers, you know.
Sandwiches
like
are kind of their own.
On
thing.
The block.
On the cock.
On the cock.
I got a nice little fucking prick for you, Adam.
Where?
Damn, now I literally do want
my
sandwiches.
My dick is small. My name is Stavron. My dick is small.
My name is not Stavron. It's actually Nick.
No, my name is Stavron.
My name is Nick.
Everything I say after this is a lie. My name is Stavron, so my dick is small.
After that?
No, everything I say after this, object.
Oh, you already said it.
Okay.
After this is where it starts.
It's a lie. And then
but I'm a different guy,
a
by the way, so that doesn't apply to me.
Subway sandwiches does not validate any of the claims made in this commercial. The truth is that Stavros' dick is actually small and he's gay and he's fat. By law.
That's
legally,
what Subway thinks.
The FTC made us say this.
Subway, whereas a bunch of fucking guys that fuck kids say that. Mm-hmm. Not
what
me.
What Subway would want to say is that he's not gay.
No, Stavros' close personal friend,
Subway Jared.
I'm not friends with Jared.
They knew each other from being
not friends.
They became friends as fat guys, and then he lost the weight. But they still had one other thing in common.
Every fat guy is not friends.
They are all friends.
All.
And when
that
Jared
is a
lost
simplistic
the weight,
view of being fat.
Jared lost the weight, and the rest of the fat community turned their back on him.
I never was friends with him.
Stav kept being friends with him because they shared a hobby.
I did not.
No, he did not have that hobby.
Yes, he does. Stop does. The part about stoppers being pedophile is true. Legally required. This
legally, fucking Quizzos says it's not. Legally. Nick is fucking gay.
It's not even the right restaurant.
Yes, Blimpies or whatever.
We're talking about Subway.
Who the fuck am I doing? Oh, Quiznos. Yes.
You don't even, dude, you don't even know what we're talking about.
Damn. All right. I got to eat a salad. If we keep talking about food, I'm gonna relapse.
How about a jalad?
What is that?
It's an Indian salad.
Indian, yeah.
Maybe.
Have you ever had one of those?
Yeah, I've never had
a jalad.
A spicy salad?
I've never had a jalad.
Okay.